BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Are you all right, Brad?
Cheers, Ed.
Hang on a minute.
I meant to be seeing a mate.
I just wanted to say thank you. Emma told us about you visiting George.
Right.
We were glad to hear he's getting on all right.
He's fine, Ed. He don't want you to worry.
Well, that'd be easier if we could see him. Don't suppose he said any more about that?
What?
Well, when the family can visit, or why he doesn't want us to.
He didn't know.
So, what did you two talk about then?
I've really got to go, Ed.
Right.
I'll see you later.
Well, just let us know when you speak to George again, eh?
Totally.
And send him our love.
Will do.
Ah, it takes me ages to get used to the clocks going back. I mean, look, driving along these country lanes, it's pitch black already. And it's only just gone 5. Martin? Martin?
What? Sorry. Did I nod off?
Oh, you've been drifting in and out of consciousness since we left the event.
Hands up. I overdid it with a fizz, rather. But seriously, what else was there to do? I mean, those presentations were like a tranquilizer.
Oh, I have to agree with you there.
Well, at least you didn't hit the complimentary drinks as enthusiastically as I did.
No.
Anyway, thanks for giving me a lift home.
My pleasure.
I'm afraid Naruden Construction are going to struggle for anyone's investment with an approach like that.
Talk about a couple of amateurs. Don't they realise that our successes are down to ruthless business acumen and a finely tuned BS detector?
They're young, I suppose.
And speaking of clueless pairings, I haven't told you yet about my meeting with Kirsty and Rex. I've got serious reservations about that partnership, Martin. In fact, I've half a mind to suggest BL knock it on the head entirely.
Really?
You should have seen their faces when I was tearing a few strips off them. Oh, don't tell me you've fallen asleep again.
I'm all ears, Elliot.
Well, did you hear what I just said? I wish you'd seen Kirsty and Rex's pained expressions.
You know, there was a time when I might have relished a story like that, but not anymore.
Sorry?
Perhaps we're better off changing the subject.
Helen.
Oh, hello, Brad.
Sorry, have you got a minute?
As long as I get to the shop before it closes. Oh, actually, I'm glad I've run into you.
Oh?
I was hoping I might see you at Joy's litter pick.
No, I couldn't get there this time. I've been a bit busy.
You see, Henry was set some maths homework over half term, and I'm afraid I've tried and failed to help him with it.
And you want me to have a look?
Oh, please. If you could just spare an hour this weekend, I'll pay you, of course.
I'll see when I'm free.
Thank you. Sorry, what was it?
Well, the thing is, I don't know if it's something you're going to be happy talking about.
Oh?
It's about prison. I hope that's okay. Oh,
my mum did tell me you'd visited George.
Really?
How was it? Don't worry, I know how horrible those places can be.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Yeah?
Well, I just wanted to ask what someone should do if they're being bullied in there.
Bullied?
Like, who could they go to? I mean, without being put at more risk.
You're talking about George, I take it.
I'm not going to lie, Helen. He's in trouble.
Oh, no problem. You drink yourself silly. I don't mind serving as your personal car service. Just tell me where to, Mr. Gibson, sir. Yep. What on earth? Martin!
Oh, are we here? Well, thanks for the ride, old chap. I suppose I'll see you at the next board meeting.
Close the door, will you?
Actually, I'd better get inside. Pam will be wondering where I've got to.
We're not home yet.
Oh?
The car's just conked out. No good wheel at all.
Can't you get it started?
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Looks like I should have got a taxi home.
I shall have to request breakdown assistance.
How long is that going to be?
I've got to open the app first.
All right.
I don't want to be stuck out here any more than you do.
Well, there's obviously something wrong with it.
Oh, I don't know why I'm bothering with trying to get hold of the mechanic when there's your expert diagnosis.
Just trying to be helpful.
And failing.
You're sure you didn't hit anything?
What?
Just a thought.
Don't you think I would have noticed?
Could have been something small.
Oh, a moth, perhaps?
I mean, like a rabbit. Sometimes things can get tangled up underneath. Might affect the car's performance.
That is not the issue.
You sound very certain.
It did, because unlike you, I've been alert this whole time. I can attest to the fact that there was no collision with anything.
Must be your battery, then.
Nonsense. The car was fully charged. Anyway, an alarm would have sounded.
Didn't it?
Of course it didn't.
Well, I don't know. I was fast asleep.
You're really not helping, Martin.
I'm just trying to find an explanation.
And meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out this app.
You know, a friend of mine lost power with their car once, only there was an odd smell soon after that.
Really?
Breakdown service ended up lifting the bonnet, and when they managed to rev the engine, something definitely wasn't right. Turned out a squirrel had been storing acorns in the air filter. The engine was a write-off.
Fascinating.
Just trying to pass the time.
Anyway, that's the breakdown service requested.
So, now what?
We wait.
Actually, I'm getting a bit peckish again.
No, well, there are some sweets in the glove box.
No, I can't see any.
Are you sure? There should be a bag of humbugs.
There's an empty packet.
Lillian. She always cleans me out.
No other food, then?
No, hang on a minute, yes. I'm almost certain I've got a lobster thermidor in the boot.
All right. Only arse. Ooh, what about a game of I Spy?
Yeah, but it's pitch black out there.
That's okay. I spy with my little eye something beginning with E. Something beginning with E, Justin?
Oh, yeah, empty packet of humbugs.
Oh, how'd you guess?
Look. I'd rather know what you meant by that comment earlier.
Why? What did I say?
Now, you balked at me criticising Kirsty and Rex.
Well, I'm sorry, Justin. That's simply how I feel. Why take so much pleasure in the misfortune of others?
Says the man who likes nothing more than an aggressive takeover.
Not me.
Since when?
Not anymore.
Are you kidding?
I am not, Justin. And I'll tell you for why.
When did you last speak to George?
I found out when I saw him last week, but I spoke to him on the phone on Wednesday.
And the bullying's still going on?
It's getting worse, Helen. He reckons he's not even safe in his own cell.
So his cellmate's part of this gang?
No, but he's got it in for George and all.
Oh, sounds awful.
You can't tell anyone what I've said, though.
Brad.
I mean it. George told me to tell everyone he was fine.
And what good does that do?
It protects his family.
Yeah, but not George. He's clearly not safe.
That's why I'm worried.
Look, I'm not sure I should really be getting involved.
I'm not trying to drag you into it, Helen.
No.
I just don't know what to do.
You're going to have to speak to his family.
Well, I can.
You must. And tell them everything you've told me.
George doesn't want to panic them.
Yeah, and what about you?
Me?
Aren't you panicked?
It's not like I've forgotten all he's done, but he's still my mate. And he's in trouble.
Yeah, well, you can't carry it all on your own shoulders. You know you can't. I mean, that's why you're talking to me.
I guess.
It's too much for you, Brad.
I've been feeling sick as hell all week. Can't really focus on anything else.
Of course not.
I've honestly never seen George so broken, and I'm scared something's going to happen to him, Helen.
So there's your answer.
What do you mean?
Think about it, Brad. If George came to any harm in prison and you hadn't said anything to stop it, you'd never forgive yourself.
You really don't expect me to believe that, do you?
I mean it, Justin.
You're trying to tell me that the acquisition of your wealth has become a burden.
It's true. Honestly. I almost wish I'd never started.
You have been drinking.
No. I mean, yes. But the fact is, there's far more to life than stacking up assets. I should never have made that my priority. And the people I've trampled on to make money.
Come on, you love the money. Not to mention the status.
I warn you, Justin. Don't make the same mistakes as me. Be alert to the signs.
What signs? What What are you talking about?
I'm trying to give you some friendly advice.
What signs?
You'll recognise them when you see them, Justin.
Oh, I've had enough of this. Why should I sit here listening to your drunken ramblings?
Because you haven't got much choice, unless you want to play another round of I Spy.
Oh, I mean, where's this mechanic? They should have been here by now. What?
Well, fancy that.
Oh, I don't understand. One minute it's dead and the next...
Clearly, your car just needed a little rest, Justin.
Well, I suppose we better be on our way then.
Excellent. Wake me up when we get there, will you?
Ed?
Oh, Brad. Oh, you made me jump.
Sorry. Clara said you were up here.
Yeah, I was just feeding the poults.
Is this a good time?
I thought you were seeing a mate.
Look.
What is it, Brad?
It's about George.
Is he all right? He's not hurt, is he?
No, he's not injured or nothing like that.
Well, what then?
I didn't tell Emma the truth about George.
Well, you said that George was getting on all right.
I know.
You said he's making the most of the gym.
He's lost a lot of weight, Ed.
What, you mean he's working out too much?
I think it's stress.
What's going on, Brad?
I think he's frightened. Like, it's the first time I've seen George like that. He's being bullied.
George is being bullied? No way.
They started off nicking his family photos.
Wait, who's they?
Some other prisoners. Then one of them weed all over his bed.
Who's doing that?
Well, he asked his cellmate if he knew, but the guy said he wasn't getting involved. Said if George drags him into it, he'll mess him up.
What do you mean?
And George reckons this bloke's got a shiv, Ed. A knife he's made out of a toothbrush and a razor blade.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
Because George didn't want me to.
Well, never mind that.
Plus, I didn't want to cause Emma any more stress.
No.
I did think about it.
No. You were right not to go to Emma. No, she's barely coping. Telling his mum the truth would only make her panic.
What about you?
What, knowing George ain't safe? Hearing how frightened he is.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to do something.
What?
Well, if George is in danger in there, I've got to speak to the prison. I've got to tell someone who's in charge.
Don't, Ed.
Well, how can I not?
It sounds like these guys rule the wing. George is really scared of what might happen if people know he's snitching on them.
We've got to get George out of there.
How?
I've got no idea. Well, there must be someone who can help.